USA News update. We now know the name of the man arrested early this morning in Pennsylvania in connection with the murders of four students last month on the other side of the USA at the University of Idaho. NBC reporter Steve Patterson with late details.
All we know is that name, Brian Christopher Koberger, 28 years old, believed to have some tie, of course, with that university in Moscow, Idaho. Of course, the scene thousands and thousands of miles away from northern Pennsylvania.
Brian Koberger is due at an extradition hearing this afternoon. Former President Trump says the release of 6 years of his tax returns will lead to horrible things for so many people. The House Ways and Means Committee made the documents public today. Wall Street's wrapping up its worst year since 2008 with a sell-off, but not that huge. The Dow's dropped more than 200 points, or 0.75%, during today's trading. Rich Johnson, USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.